I just thank God for who he is in our lives. I just want to thank you on this morning, Lord, for waking us up with a sound mind, even a mind stayed on you, God, because we could have woke up a lunatic, confused, not even knowing who or where we were. But, Lord, you allowed us to have stability in our minds and even in our hearts to get on the prayer line this morning. And I just want to thank you. Want to thank you on today, Father God, for allowing us to come together collectively, Lord, that we may be able to lift each other up, Father, that we may be able to get an understanding of what you, God, and you alone is trying to teach us, Lord. We just want to thank you on this morning, Father God, for the food on our table and the clothes on our backs, the roof on our heads, and even the cars that you give us to drive. And even if we ain't got a car, God, we want to thank you for the favor of the transportation and activities of our limbs that we are able to get to and fro wherever it is that we need to get, Father God, without stumbling or falling. Lord, you allowed us, Father God, to walk, talk, eat, sleep, smell, taste, feel, hear, touch, and for that we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the courage that you have given us on this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to simply say and do the things that you want us to do, Father God. We come to you and we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for the peace that you have given us, Father God. Even in a world of chaos and despair, we come to you and we want to thank you for the assurance and the insurance that you have given us in you, in your word, in your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. We want to thank you for even giving us a heart to open up our hearts, God, that we may be able to accept your correction, Lord. We may be able to accept these things, Lord, that you are even showing us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we cannot, Father God, live without you, and we need you. And we just want to thank you for being so mindful of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and opening up our understanding that we will not lean to our own understanding, Lord, and cause ourselves, Father God, to be in a place of distress or despair. We come to you on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we release every trouble, every worry, every pain, every tear, every fear. We want to release these things unto you today, Father God, and shake them all off. We want to open up our hearts, Father God, and empty it out, Lord, that we may be able to have some room for you. Oh, God, we just want to thank you on this morning, Father God. We want to thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us the courage to face some things, Father God, that causes us to go into a shell, Lord, or causes us to get into a place, Father God, where we segregate or even degrade our own selves, Lord. We just come to you on this morning, Father God, and we want to outpour all these hidden things, these secret things, these things, Father God, that we do not want to face, Father God, and we have not faced, Father God. Lord, we come to you on today, Father God, and we thank you for even exposing these things, Lord, that got us in that place, Lord. We want to thank you for revealing these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have shelter, Father God, or even hidden down in the inside of the cracks and the crevices of our minds, Lord. We come to you, and we just want to thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for even giving us the access and the opportunity, Father God, to even come to you, that we may be free, Father God. We come to you, and we just want to thank you on today, Father God, for being so understanding, for being so gracious and merciful towards us, Lord, even when we did not deserve it, Lord. Oh, God, you, Father God, you showed us that mercy. You gave us that grace, Father God. You were so kind and loving towards us, and we did not deserve it, Lord. We just want to thank you for your kindness. We want to thank you for your love. We want to thank you for being so unconditional towards us, Lord. We just want to thank you on today, Father God, for purging out the old, that the new may be able to enter in and reside inside of us. Lord, we just want to thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for even giving us the courage to speak these things, Father God, that we know we need to be purged from, Lord. We just come to you, and we just want to thank you for revealing all these addictions on this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not continually practice these things repetitively and causing us to be in a cycle of recycling. He said a cycle of recycling. Lord, we don't want to recycle these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but we want to be made fresh and a new creature, Lord. So we just want to thank you, Father God, for choosing us to do your will and do your way, Lord, because you could have chosen somebody else, but you thought we was worthy. You saw what was in us when we did not see what was even inside of our own selves.
Lord, and we just want to thank you, Father God, for continuing the work that you begun down in the inside of us. Lord, we just want to glorify you on today and lift you up for being our sovereign and our powerful, because there is nobody that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody that is like you in all the earth. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. There is nobody that can compare to you, Father God, and no other dimension or galaxy, Father God. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You wrote our story. You wrote it, Father God, word by word, sentence by sentence, paragraph by paragraph, chapter by chapter. You, Father God, in the name of Jesus, know what is best for us. And even though we may think that we know, Father God, we don't know absolutely nothing. Father God, we are lunatics without you, because you, God, and you alone are the mind regulator. And we come to you, and we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father God, for even healing the marriages. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you for healing in our families. We thank you for the healing in our minds. We just want to thank you on today, Father God, for removing the scales off our eyes, that we could clearly see, uncorking our ear gates, that we could clearly hear. Oh, God, we want to give you our gratitude and reverence on today, Lord. We bow down to you. And, oh, God, we just want to lift you up, Father God, as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. There is nobody that is like you, Father God, nobody that can compare, nobody that is equal. You are the one, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that hold our power in your hand, Lord. Oh, God, and we want to reverence you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We submit and commit ourselves unto you in availability, Father God, that you can have your way inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now to touch each and every individual on this prayer line. Sever any old ties or any soul ties, any old works, any old addictions, Father God. Lord, I'm asking you to sever any and everything from us that is not like you, God. Remove any jealousy, envious, backbiting, tail bearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head, talking about one another. Lord, remove that gossiping spirit, that busybody spirit, that pride and that haughtiness. Remove that spirit of daintiness on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to dispatch your angels on our behalf and go before us, Lord, that they may perform that word that you already spoke, that word that we trust in, that word that we stand on, that word that we believe in, and that is you, God, because you are the word. Lord, I'm asking you to touch our children on today, regardless to what age they are, regardless to what situation they are in, Father. I'm asking you to touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may consider, reconsider, and then consider again, Lord, lifting up their hands, asking you what must they do to be saved. Touch our grandchildren, our husbands now and to come, Father. Lord, I'm asking you to prepare our hearts that we may be able to receive any and everything that you have already predestined and preordained for us, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today and sever that spirit of doubt and compromise. And on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may change within our hearts, change within our mind, change within our lives on today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father God, to make the right choices, Lord, that the consequences would be just as you designed them. Lord, you said that if we come to you in prayer, Lord, believe it, and according to your will, it will be done. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now that you would allow your will, your purpose, and your plan to be done in each and every last one of our lives, the ministries that you have given us individually, Lord, the ministry that you are governing over right now in this time. And in this life, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will wrap us in your swaddling cloth on today, Father God, and give your people that assurance and reassurance, Lord, that you are there and that they are never alone, God. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God. Smooth the jagged edges and make the crooked way straight. Give us that wisdom that we need on today, Father God, that we will not continue, Father God, to speak or think the way that we normally speak or think, Father God, but let it be the newness in you, God. I'm asking you to give us the knowledge, that we may approach that thing, Father God, with sense, Father God, calmness, and with self-control. Lord, I'm asking you to help us and give us that understanding, Lord, that we will not lean to our own understanding and get clarity in those things that I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even as we are in conversation to listen to learn and not listen to comment, Father God, or even respond, Lord, causing us to get into a place of leaning to our own understanding, causing us to go to a place, Father God, of conjuring up our own notions, Lord. Help us not to be selective in what we want to hear, God, but let us chew the whole roll. Let us listen to the whole conversation that we may get to the conclusion of it. Lord, let us not be so quick to speak, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may bridle our tongue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because sweet and sour cannot come out the same fountain, Lord. Evil and good cannot come out the same fountain, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even touches within our hearts and remove the hardness of our heart. Give us a heart of flesh on today. Circumcise our hearts, Father God. Scale it and peel back any and everything that is causing us, Father God, not to be stimulated by your word. I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us a heart of compassion and a heart of love on today. Give us a heart of absolution to even forgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to come in agreement with your word, Father God, because your word is what makes us free. And if you set us free, Father God, we are truly free indeed. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, that in the deed, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will be pleasing in your sight. Lord, we are committing our works unto you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord, that you are going to stabilize us in this life. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will rain down on us afresh, Lord. Give us a fresh breath and a new anointing. I'm asking you to continue to elevate and illuminate your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be situated, Father God, in their proper positions in you. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you can, you will, and I know that you delight in doing so. I'm asking you to give us a heart of acceptance on today, Father God, whether it be correction, direction, or instruction, because you are the solution and the resolution to it all. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give your people that hunger and that thirst after you, even the more that they will have that zeal, Father God, and a running and a clapping. Oh, God, we're looking unto you from what's coming for our help coming from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to be your co-shandedelokosandaha. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do some things on today, Father God. He called it in Okoshanaha. Oh, God, and whatever it is, Father God, he called it in Okoshanaha. Oh, God, I'm standing in the gap right now, even for the enemies, even for the ones that despitefully use us. I'm standing in the gap, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that person that tried to defame us. I'm standing in the gap right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that person that lied on us. I'm standing in the gap right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that person that hate us. I'm standing in the gap, Father God, because you say that you have no delight that in you, your PVD, your co-shine that in our. So I'm standing in the gap right now, Father God. I'm asking you to overturn some things, Lord. You said, Jesus, that if our ways please you, you'll even make our enemies at peace with us. I'm asking you to rain down your peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm asking you to allow your peace, Father God, to rest upon our hearts. Allow your peace, Lord, to be in our thoughts. Allow your peace, Lord, to regulate our minds. Allow your peace, Lord, to succumb us and emancipate us in your grace. I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, that your people would not be troubled, that your people would not worry, that your people would not be so concerned, because you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, told us clearly, Lord, come and cast our cares at your feet. So we're giving it all to you right now. Every worry, problem, concern, and every fear. We giving it all to you right now, God. And we cut me neoko shot de la casilla. Oh, mama de loco sana. I'm standing in the gap for every marriage. Every marriage, Father God, that neoko shot de loco sia. That there be nothing broken, nothing missing, and nothing hindering, nothing stopping, and nothing coming between. I'm standing in the gap for every marriage. I'm standing in the gap for the neoko shot de loco sia. Asking you to put the people that's in the marriage, minded. Oh, God, a unification on one accord. Oh, mama, mande de loco, see it's one flesh. Oh, God, I'm asking you, mama, mande de loco, shande de la casilla. Rain down the loco, shande de loco, see the love that you have already designed us to practice, God. Not the love that we saw, heard, read, even saw, the loco, shande. But the love, Father God, that you designed on today. Temple the loco, shande. Take away that selfishness and the idiocosia and replace it with selflessness. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today. Sever that spirit of greed and naughtiness on today. Remove that spirit of perverting your word and even perverting the conversation, Father God, that we may be able to be justify our foolishness. Lord, Jesus came down here to justify us with his blood. We were already justified, Lord. Sever that spirit of manipulation on today. Sever that spirit of deception on today. I'm asking you to reveal the devices of the enemy, Father God, and expose the traps that he try to ensnare your people with. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, remove that spirit of rebuttal and argumentation on today, that know-it-all spirit. Give us a calmness inside our spirits, Father God, that our spirit will line up with you, and we will not be anxious for nothing, but we will be careful in all things. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be so prideful, Lord. Help us on today. And give us that peace that we need, Father. Give us that peace that we need on this morning. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. Direct our footsteps and even guide our paths. We tell you that we love you and that we appreciate you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for any and everything that you have already done. Any and everything that you are doing right now, and most definitely what you are about to do, because it's going to be major. And we thank you for the big. We thank you for the major. We thank you for the abundance. We thank you for the exceedingly abundant. We thank you for the more than enough. We thank you for the overflow. We thank you, Father God, that you are mia kasana me me kusvela kasia. For forgiving us, Father God, even when we was in a place of doubt. We just want to thank you for the forgiveness of it, Father God. We thank you for the emancipation of your glory and the manifestation of your truth. Thank you, God. Oh, mama, shower down on today, God. He called it up and shower down. He called it up and Oh, God, we pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would take me, protect your people. Me, Okosande de la Casilla. Oh, that it is Okosia. Haya Baha Sande de la Casilla. Oh, that it is Okosana. Something is going on over there in Russia. And Russia is going to try to overtake the Americans just like the Nazis did. Father, protect your people. Oh, expose the device. Expose the traps. And the hidden one behind it, God. Oh, expose it, Jesus. Oh, God, you say that nothing will come upon us unaware. Oh, mama, anything in the air, Father God, that may cause your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to drop to death, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to shield and protect your people. Oh, mama, do it, Lord. Do it, God. In your son Jesus' name. Do it, Lord. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to thank God for his word on this morning. And in the midst of me praying, he was showing me some things that's been discussed. And it's being masterminded, and it's all happening up in leadership. Or Russia is going to try to overtake the Americans just as the Nazis did. We just got to stay prayerful and just trust God. I saw chemicals being let out in the air to get rid of so many other people, So, I forewarn you guys on today to start looking for chemical masks that can protect you, because we don't know when it's coming or how it's coming. But baby, I believe God, and I believe everything that He said. Fasting, a fasting needs to take place, a congregational fasting needs to take place, because God is going to do some things even within our hearts. It's going to be so much peace that's going to be released, because God is our protector. God is our protector, y'all. I just believe God. I just believe God, and I trust Him with every morsel and every fiber in me. He literally has been showing me the last 2 days how He literally is the author and the finisher. He showed me letters. Then He showed me how those letters formed a word. That word formed a sentence with a period behind it. And then He showed me the paragraph that He put these sentences in, chapter by chapter. If I wish that I could show y'all how He showed it to me. It was already orchestrated. We got to have a heart to accept any and everything in our lives that has happened and that is happening now. It was already orchestrated, preordained, and predestined. It has to happen just like it's happening now and in the timing. It ain't nobody behind. It ain't nobody. So it has to happen just like it is now, because of the timing, the set timing, the set timing. The set timing. Just like it is now. We as people got to open up our hearts to accept the timing of it. We don't accept the timing of it, and then that's when we get mad and think and believe that it ain't going to be done or it can't be done because He ain't done it yet. It ain't that timing yet. It wasn't a timing for it. It wasn't a timing for it. So because it wasn't a timing for it, how you going to get mad because you wanted ahead of time? That's that anxiety. That's that anxiety. That's that anxiety that causes us to get into a place to get in His way. We always want to get in the way of the Lord. We want to get in His way because it ain't going our way. He said we want to get in His way because it ain't going our way. Ecclesiastes, you guys, chapter 3. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. Everything ain't going to happen when you want it to happen. Everything ain't going to happen your way. Everything ain't going to happen. It's just not. It's a time to be born and a time to die. It's inevitable that if you are born, you are surely going to die. So why are you scared of dying? It's a time for it. Whether it's a sooner than later, it's still a time for it. It's a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Whether it be food or whether it be seeds planted in our heart. That seed that was planted, whether it's negative or positive, it was a time for it to be planted. But then there's a time for it to be plucked up. Because if they had not ever been planted, you would not have never known that it can grow. It had to be planted so that you could know that it was grow, that it could grow. And once it has grown, you will be able to recognize that it can be plucked up. That's part of them addictions, y'all. It's a time to kill and a time to heal. What do the Bible say? The Bible say that we die daily. In the midst of things being killed inside of us, it's healing some things. We got to be healed from some of these seeds that was planted and being plucked up. It's a time to break down and a time to build. In the midst of your brokenness, he's breaking off some stuff so that he can rebuild. What did he say? A time to weep and a time to laugh. That's that sorrow and that grief and all that other stuff. It's a time for it. You ain't sad because you just want to be sad. You sad because it's time for you to be sad. And in the midst of you being sad, it's going to be some laughter that's going to take place, even in that sadness. Sadness is not depression. Those are two different things, two different territories, just the same region. Depression is a seed that needs to be uprooted. I bet, because that is not what God has sent us to be. Pay attention. It says it's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose. So if God's stripping you or moving something, it's that time. It's that season for it. It's a time to keep and a time to cast away. Sometimes you just got to walk away from some things. Sometimes you just simply got to stop doing some things. And things that he was praying about this morning, he had me praying about. He said we're not just in the cycle, but we recycling while we in the cycle, doing the same old stuff. We taking that old stuff and we recycling it, and then we perverting it as if it's something good or something new. No, that's recycled. Nothing that's recycled is new. It's taking something old and recycling it. Making it usable. It does not mean that it's new. But the Bible says that if we are in Christ, old things are passed away. So we're not going to recycle that old thing because that's over with. And we are made what? New. A time to read and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. We got to learn how to just close our mouth. A time to love and a time to hate. A time to war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? There is a time and a season to every purpose under heaven. So again, everything that we are going through, It had to happen, good or bad. It was that time and that season for it. But the purpose of it was for our experience and for our learning, that we would not recycle it. Y'all getting it this morning? Anybody want to comment?
So just from what you shared with us in reiteration, I just take away, like, everything that God was teaching us and preparing us for last year coming into the new year, that we'd be able to recognize it so that this time we can apply it and we can pass it so we won't continue to do the same thing like he's been teaching us, you know, about the thoughts in our mind, how to recognize these things. And instead of exalting that thought or instead of allowing that thought to put us in a place where we need to be, now, this time, we can cast it down. This time, we can recognize it and not exalt it. And then we can switch our mindset to thinking on things that we're supposed to think of. So that's what I'm getting in understanding from what you said. And there's a time that people say everything. We had to learn those things first. In that time, we had the experiences. So now, we can recognize these things. And in this time, we'll be able to do it differently.
We don't want to keep recycling stuff. We don't want to keep recycling stuff. Because in the recycling, don't you know that's what causes us to be troubled in our hearts? It causes us to be troubled in our minds. It causes us to be troubled in our lives. And that scripture that he gave us this morning, St. John 14 chapter, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And what was you ladies talking about this morning? Trusting. That's a big part of belief. You can believe him, but do you trust him to do it? It's a difference. You can believe him, but do you trust him to do it? And remember, ain't no sense of you suffering or this or this or that or going through this or believing this or believing that, anything negative. It's the season for it. It's the timing for it. And if y'all pay attention, if we was obedient and follow instructions of the Lord, that timing and that season probably would not overtake us if we had just been obedient. So I'm going to say this again, and I've been saying it excessively. Be wise in the choices that you choose to make, because it's all choices. Anybody else? Come on now, somebody. The lines are open. Always complaining. This is a lot of times that we even complain, even within. God, he hear that. I don't care if you don't say it out loud. Stop complaining about what you don't have, what you can't get, and how you do that. Stop complaining. The Bible declares that he destroyed thousands in the wilderness for complaining. You still in your wilderness because of what you see. And it's a bigger picture. It's a bigger picture than you looking at that rear view instead of looking forward. Y'all getting it?
Yes, ma'am.
Dear God in heaven, give us a heart to accept. Give us a heart to accept.